in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 4, and we're up to letter 1086, and this is dated the 5th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is writing it, giving a lot of title. He comes from a very important family. Maizreine, who was occupied in community affairs. Ezril Zelik Sheyichya Slonim. This is, his name is Slonim, as in the notes here. So now, please some blessing. So the Rebbe says to him like this, I received your letter from the 24th day of Sivan, and I was very pleased to read. I enjoyed reading that by the institution of Kol Chabad, there are four free loan charitable societies over there, and that it's continuously growing and widening, and this is something very special, and it's needed for now. Kol Chabad, yes. That's a what? Yeah, well, actually, there's a lot of kolel, that's another discussion, but this particular thing I'll tell you after this, but the kolel chabad is just the name. Kolel is used a lot. Kolel means like inclusive, that it, kolel, that it includes everything, but the kolel chabad was a charitable organization which still functions today, which is in Israel, and they do a lot of charitable work for the poor people in Jerusalem and other places. They have soup kitchens, even that works today. But in that time, they were running also four various different free loan societies to help people with loans for needs. And the Rebbe says, I want to, coming here to sort of remind you, and you probably can still correct this, that the name Otzer Chabad, the word, the Otzer Chabad, what they call this isn't really fitting, because that name is being used for spiritual matters, which means that we use that to print the handwritings of our leaders, the Rebbes. So the Rebbe says, so remove these two words, Oitzer Chabad, and the name should remain Kere Gemilos Chasodim Merkozes Shekel Chabad Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe said also add the word Tavvav, which would Tibona Vesikoinim, which would stand for, and not to use the words Oitzer Chabad, with blessing and regards to the whole group, Sheyichya. And the Rebbe says, surely you really receive the pamphlet. So the Rebbe is very careful. The publishing house, basically, of Chabad, that published all this forum, used the name of Otzer Sifre Chabad, something like that.
What does Otzer mean?
Otzer means the collection or something, you know, the collection of the fortune of a person collected is called an Otzer, or a treasure. Also a treasure, you know, is called an Otzer. So it's Otzer Sifre Chabad. So the Rebbe suggests that he should take out or ask him to remove those words and leave the other one. It seems like a pretty long name anyways, so it wasn't to shorten the name.